In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The time has come in our Orthodox worship cycle to open what is commonly believed to be our most eloquent and meaningful liturgical book, called the Triodion. For 10 weeks, starting today, the Sunday of the Publican and Pharisee, and ending on Holy and Great Saturday, the Church will chant from this magnificent book, which receives its name from the structure of its canons, which bear only 3 odes, instead of the customary 9, and thus the name Triodion. Another interpretation of this book, the Triodion, comes because it is divided into 3 parts. The first part beginning today, leading us to the Sunday right before Great Lent. The second part being Great Lent itself. And the third part being Holy Week. But focusing a little bit more on these first 4 Sundays of the Triodion, which lead us to Great Lent. All of the Gospel readings for the next 4 Sundays are geared to prepare the Christian for the spiritual struggles for Great Lent. 4 virtues molded by divine art are pictured in these Gospel readings. The first is humility, the humility of the publican, the tax collector. The second is repentance, the repentance of the prodigal son, and the forgiveness of his merciful father. The third is mercy, as written in the depiction of the Last Judgment. And the fourth virtue is fasting. Fasting, the real fast, as Saint Basil writes, the freedom from evils. Looking closer at today's short and succinct parable, we hear from Christ himself the story of 2 men who at the rising of the sun went into the temple to pray. 2 prayers were heard that day. One was rejected, the other was received. We see here that pride in the prayer of the Pharisee is viewed as unacceptable to Christ, while the humility of the sinful tax collector is the accepted prayer. The Pharisee emphasized in his prayer that he is not like other people, not even like this tax collector. Christ, in this parable, does not tell us that the tax collector is a good person, but that he is a sinner. Within the depths of his soul, the tax collector recognizes his wretchedness. He sees his weaknesses, and he feels the need to be forgiven. The tax collector leaves the temple justified from Christ, not only because his sins are forgiven, but also he is set right with God and is now a recipient of God's mercy and grace. This is the focal point of the Triodion. That is why, and as we know in the Greek, there's always an expression of wishing goodwill upon another. We say, Kalo Triodion, blessed Triodion. We say, Kali Metania, may you have blessed repentance. And that's one of the wishes that we wish upon each other, amongst priests and, of course, lay people as well. Metania, repentance. And starting today all the way to the 5th Sunday of Lent, we hear during the Orthodox service a beautiful hymn, which is, as I said, focuses on a repentance. And this hymn says, open to me the gates of repentance, O giver of life. For early in the morning, my spirit hastens to your holy temple, bringing the temple of my body all defiled. But as one compassionate, cleanse me, I pray, by your loving kindness and mercy. This hymn and the example of humility found in the tax collectors in today's Gospel reading sets the tone for our disposition in preparing for the 40-day journey of Lent, which begins on February 19th. It's only a few Sundays away. And the church, kind of in a way of training an athlete. An athlete doesn't just go into a long marathon without having the proper training. The church is now training us, preparing us spiritually through these gospel readings, but at the same time, the church prepares us in a practical sense as well, because this week, the start of the Triodion, is a fast-free week. The wisdom of the church to eat this week, and then slowly we start to break down, letting go meat on Meat Fear Sunday, letting go cheese and everything else on Cheese Fear Sunday. We have this breakdown. At the same time, we are collecting within us these spiritual gems which help us in this spiritual journey. And one of the things we have to all be very careful of, because we are reminded of it today, that when we have a high opinion of ourselves, it's not good. This is not good. It's very dangerous. In the book of Proverbs, we read that God gives grace to the humble and rejects the proud person. According to St. John Chrysostom, the proud man is capable of committing any evil. And this is so because pride sets man at a very great distance from God. It falsely uplifts his abilities, exaggerating their true value. And also, a proud man ignores the opinions of people around him. In a way, the beginning of Great Lent, we are reminded how weak we are. We see how much we depend on God and teaches us about our sins. As one preacher says, God takes his divine pin and pops the bubble of high self-esteem in all of us. He lets all the air out. He brings us completely down to the bottom so he can establish within us that our relationship to him is based on love, mercy, and grace. But for a moment, let us direct our attention to the poor tax collector, who essentially is the champion of today's gospel lesson. No one knew this man thought that he was a champion. He was despised by his community because of his immoral behavior and his immoral business. He cheated his own people in his community. So how do you think everybody saw him? They didn't want to be with them. They didn't want to see him. And if they saw him walking into the temple that morning, they would have said, God is not going to accept his prayer today. But this is, beloved friends, this is the amazing thing about our church. The tax collector did not allow gloom and despair to get hold of him. He did not turn to sinful things that would take him away from the reality of his life. So many outlets that relieve stress for us a lot of times are sinful. What he did was he went to the church seeking forgiveness and mercy. And I know depression is a sensitive topic, and I'm going to be very respectful towards this. But a lot of times depression is caused because we don't have a good feeling about ourselves. Our conscience is beating down on us because of something we've done. The tax collector saw the demon of gloom and depression at his threshold, at his front door, and he kicked it out. And this is what God is telling us to do today. He's telling us to go into the temple, to go into church, to seek confession, and to say the words, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Saint Porphyrios, who I've talked about a lot, who fell asleep in the Lord on December 2nd, 1991, he was known to completely destroy the demon of gloom and depression in people. And over again, someone gripped by depression and cynicism would come to St. Porphyrios and be freed from this sadness. And there's a story that I heard the other day about St. Porphyrios. And the thing we have to understand about St. Porphyrios, he lived about an hour outside of Athens in Milesi, his last years of his life. Where he is buried, by the way, as a side note, no one knows. The saint wanted his burial, his funeral and burial, and his tomb to be kept a secret. Only a handful of people, it's my understanding that only a handful of people know where he's buried. And why? Well, they would travel to Milesi to find him, and there were throngs of people waiting to see St. Porphyrios. They were waiting outside the door from the morning until the night. And St. Porphyrios would sit in a room with his petrachilia, his stole, and he would hear confessions and give counsel and pray all day long. And there was a group of young men, they were about in their 20s, there's about 20 of them. And they were a motorcycle gang. They had their leather jackets. And they had kind of given up already on life. They had reached a point where there's really no God, they would say to themselves. And there's no hope for us. And so this gloom and depression for them was something very imminent. It was alive in their life. And they said, we're going to go to this Porphyrios that everyone's talking about. And we're going to tell him, stop this nonsense that you're doing. And so they went. And as people were waiting, they heard all these motorcycles coming. And they didn't wait in line for anybody, but they barged right into the room that St. Porphyrios was in. And as soon as the leader of the gang, walked in, St. Porphyrios looked up and said to him, Dimitri. They had never met before. Dimitri. What a beautiful day for you to ride this Honda. And he goes ahead and says the brand name of the motorcycle he's riding. Dimitri, of course, lost it. First of all, he said to himself, how does this saint know my name? How does he know the exact kind of motorcycle that I'm riding at this time? And St. Porphyrios gave them a few directions. And of course, and a few counsel. Dimitri later becomes a spiritual son of St. Porphyrios and remains close to the church. This man, Dimitri, I'm sure, is alive today. When they all left, St. Porphyrios said to the people that were around him, those young men have such pure and innocent souls. He didn't judge them. He didn't frown upon them. But he looked deep into their soul. And of course, he released from them this demonic attribute of sadness. The step of the tax collector to find himself in church reminds us that our church is a spiritual hospital. It is a place where we can be healed of our wounds, or whatever pain that has been afflicted on us, whether that be through our own sins, or false accusations, or from attacks of the evil one, who is like a roaring lion, as St. Peter tells us. He's like a roaring lion to see who he's going to devour next. Mystically and practically, our Lord's parable to us today reminds us that our path to salvation is found with humility and repentance. And he makes apparent to us and very clear that it is not the voice of the Pharisee who's self-righteous and thinks of how bad others are. St. John Chrysostom guides us in this way. And as I'm reading this excerpt of St. John Chrysostom, I'd like for you to just remember this idea of the church as a spiritual hospital. St. John Chrysostom says, do not be ashamed to enter again into the church. Be ashamed when you sin. Do not be ashamed when you repent. Pay attention to what the devil did to you, says St. John Chrysostom. These are two things, sin and repentance. Sin is a wound. Repentance is a medicine. Just as these are for the body wounds and medicines, so for the soul are sins and repentance. However, sin has the shame, and repentance possesses the courage. It is very clear on what we need to do. Our prayer needs to reflect the prayer of the tax collector. He's the champion. He's the one, although he was wallowing in his sin, he dropped it all and went into the temple seeking forgiveness. Standing afar off, he would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Let's be careful. Let's be very careful. God loves us so much that you know what he does to us? When we criticize someone else and their sin, he allows us to fall into that sin so he can humble us. He does this because he's so compassionate. He's so loving. Never, never do we say, I am so good. I'm not like this person. Because God will allow us to fall so he can lift us up again and we can find his grace. Be humble. May we have a blessed Triodion. May this be a period for us in preparation for Great Lent so that we witness a change in us, just as the tax collector was changed. This is the greatest gift that we can get from Great Lent, that we can be changed. If we prepare ourselves, we certainly will be changed. May God grant us repentance and patience and endurance throughout this time. Amen.